93.3, your station for talk. Let's talk.
It's the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's the big hard facts today, and we are talking about the People's Democratic Party. There appears to be a split within the party as a result of the supposed feud between the governor, the sitting governor, and of course the former governor, talking about Governor Siminalayi Fubara and former Governor Wike, who's now Minister of the FCT. Now, as at last week, 60 members of the PDP, who are House of Representative members, demanded the resignation of the PDP's acting national chairman. And this is, of course, as a result of the fact that they think that he's not been able to manage the situation between Wike and, of course, the man who took over from him. And I'm going to be having this conversation with a gentleman who's already joined us via Zoom. He is a member of the People's Democratic Party. He's a former governorship candidate in Ogun State. And of course, he also was a spokesperson for former Vice President Atiku Abubakar during his campaign, talking about none other than Segun Shoumi. Mr. Shoumi, so good to have you join us on the show. Thank you for joining us, and good evening.
Good evening to you. It's nice to be on your show, Naija Info, the biggest and the baddest. Let's go.
Okay. Thank you for joining us. Before we set the ball rolling, we've got some gist that we have here, and David is back with the detail. He's gist. You're always coming with gist. Yes. You're always coming with gist.
It's not much in the way of gist, Marianne. It's just a little.
All right. Well, let's talk about the People's Democratic Party and, of course, the split within the party. Don't forget, yesterday I had a conversation with Chief Olabade George, who's a chieftain of the party, an elder statesman. And he said that there was going to be a family meeting of sorts, and that this issue has been blown out of proportion. But before we get to that point, I want to start by asking you, why did the PDP wait this long? Because it looks like many have said, in fact, many analysts have said, there is no PDP anymore, that you guys are holding the apron by its strings as we speak. Mr. Shoumi.
I don't agree with that. I think that there's a PDP. Every election that has taken place, even after the 2023 election, PDP has fielded candidates. We were in Kogi, we were in Imo, we were in Bayelsa. So that's that. And we've also been very active offering our alternative viewpoint to policies of the APC. The only thing we haven't done, which I think Nigerians must get used to, is that we have not emptied everybody into the streets. And this desire for some kind of Arab Spring or a renewed NSAS is not democracy. It will only destroy things without providing any real solution. So apart from that, there's no other area where you want the PDP to tick the box in terms of opposition conversation that we haven't done that. So perish the thought that PDP doesn't exist. It does exist. It will exist. It still exists. And one of the reasons why you know it exists is because if you go through your media and you do the media analysis for the past maybe 11 months that the APC has been in government, you find out that PDP hasn't spoken about more than the APC as a party. I consider, yes, the government is being spoken about because the presidency is a government, but the party APC, what does anybody even say about them? What does anybody discuss about them? So you can't be saying that a conversation that radio, television, beer panel, everybody's talking about doesn't exist. It exists. And I need you members of the real estate, of the fourth estate, to say to the people, it's not only that old style of demarcating the country, of doing a looter. That's not the only thing that is democracy. Democracy also includes having an alternative viewpoint that is peaceful. In terms of where the party is, you said you had Chibode George. I didn't get to listen to him, but I understand that he'll be putting an elderly spin to things and try to make it look really nicer than it really is. But I'm not that way inclined. I'm a no-holds-barred interview kind of person. You ask me the question, I give you the answer as honestly and as truthfully and as unbiased as possible. So that's what I can say as an opening comment. Like I said, it's nice to be on your platform. Let's go.
I like how you said that you're going to give me honest answers, because I have very I mean, questions that are begging for answers. I was hoping that I would be able to have a supporter of Governor Wike join us via, you know, Zoom to be part of this conversation.
Don't worry, I'll be the supporter of both of them. It doesn't matter.
I'm hoping that he can join us, Dr. Chidi Lloyd. But while we wait.
Chidi, okay.
Let's start by Governor Wike running the affairs of the PDP for so long. Governor Wike wanted Secundus gone. He was gone. Every single time he wanted someone gone, he spinned something and that person was gone. And when Governor Wike, at the time, Governor, wanted to be president, he tried to make it happen. Of course, obviously that didn't happen. And then that had a rippling effect. And if you ask the average person, that was the beginning of the end of the People's Democratic Party. And the party, as we see, is still yet to heal. When Wike started this, why did the party not call him to order? Again, the PDP in River State seems to be in shambles because nobody even knows who's where. In fact, the people who are sitting in the House of Assembly now are either in the APC or in the PDP. We don't even know where that stands. As we speak, former Governor Wike is a minister of the FCT. And I asked Chief Bodejod yesterday, where does this man belong? Is he a PDP member or an APC member? I said, well, he has not resigned. These are all questions that people are asking. And if the PDP doesn't seem to be having answers for these questions, then of course, to the average person, maybe the party is about to implode.
Okay, you've asked a lot of things. So just give me some time to unpack them.
Please do.
The first is that you said Governor Wike wanted certain actions in the past and he got his way. And you also said he tried to be presidential candidate and he didn't get his way. So I'll say to that, politics is about you win some and you lose some. Maybe if you like, you'll say that Governor Wike knows how to read the mood. And maybe most times he plays according to the mood of the people. Because I don't think that there is no magic wand that he has to force his way. It's just that probably he bends backward over more than others, he spends more money, he connects with people more. I don't know how he does it, but that was when he won. When he lost, he didn't drop his wound. He did everything he knew, and eventually he still didn't win. So I'm trying to say that members of the fourth realm of the estate, stop bullying Wike. You don't have to insist that everything that goes wrong is his fault and that everything that goes right is his fault.
So what is the problem? So why are 60 people, members of the National Assembly, saying they're going to leave the party if the Wike issue is not being dealt with?
I'm going to take you there slowly. So I think that it's an over-sensitization of one human being. It's just one person. And if it's because of money, there are other governors in the party. Akwa Ibom will have more than enough money to spend if they want to. Delta will have enough if they wanted to. I think Bayelsa can try. I'm talking about the big envelope state, so that I don't understand the fixation as that. In terms of whether he's a member of the party or is not a member of the party, I've said it 1 million times and it begs repeating and it's not bad to repeat it. We have on our hand an unusual situation with the Wike situation. Typically, when people want to leave the party, they leave. But in this instance, he says, I have been invited to come and form government. I have written the party both at the state and at the national level and at the zonal level. Some levels gave him letters of, oh, go ahead. Some level did not the letter. But bottom line is that he informed them that he's going to serve in a government of some kind of, you know, if you like, unity. And then he says, I am not leaving the party. That's where the snag is. How do you stay in the APC and in the PDP at the same time? Now, I think that the mismanagement of that process is a function of the quality of men that have to deal with that responsibility. Because I have said it at another forum that all they needed to have done is to write him a nice letter acknowledging the fact that he has informed them, to tell him that go and serve and be of good, give them the best example of how well we are at PDP, and make sure that they know that we're the best and absolutely the best. But while you're serving, we're freezing your membership. We're not suspending you. We're not expelling you. We're freezing your membership. and then we'll explain what a freeze of membership means. Freeze of membership will mean you're not allowed to attend meetings, you're not allowed to attend function, you can't be in charge of our structure in the state. We'll rearrange things to keep the house tidy while you're on sabbatical. We'll be wishing you well. When you come back from your sabbatical, we'll do a proper debrief for you, and then we'll reintegrate you. But, you know, because they left it open, they left the space to a lot of congestion, and then it became more convoluted because of the situation in Rivers. Had Yusuf Wike, to his credit, who worked exceedingly hard to install Governor Simulai and Simulai not had issues, maybe these matters will not even blow over. Unfortunately, like we know in Nigeria, their situation is not unique. Almost everywhere, people have insisted that they have to install their successor. We've not had good stories to tell. You might be reminded about Kwan Kwan So and Ganduji. You might be reminded by, what's the guy's name? Akpabio and Udom. There's a lot of stories of those. You can even reminded of Ruaga and James Ibori. There's something about the way we manage ourselves in this country that succession planning, handling of batting to successors have been a bit difficult. And the personality of the human beings and the character of the environment will also play some role. So that's that. But to say that Wike is the one that is responsible for them not leading right, if they need to put in more energy in the NWC, Wike can be responsible for being the one that's going to put them energy. If they are not stylizing their narrative and taking opposition work seriously, you can't hold Wike responsible for that. If they insist on not applying the laws and the concern of the party, how is that Wike's responsibility? At best, he will be influencing things. But it is the responsibility of those that have the duty to do the job, the top dogs, the National Working Committee, who by the concern of our party are empaneled and enabled to do the everyday running and the administration of the party. It's their duty. And if there's a failing in that duty, don't blame Atiku, don't blame Wike, blame those who got the job that they seem not to be doing very well. That's that. In terms of where we are now, I think luckily, we're now at the 13th hour waiting to do our neck. I expect that by the timetable we have, they're going to have a governor's forum meeting today. I'll expect that 13 governors of our party will be able to sit down together in the meeting and take decision. Are you going to say Wike is going to influence governors when he's not even a governor anymore? So I think that those governors, whatever decision they take, they have to own their own decision and they have to take responsibility for their decisions or indecision. No one should blame Wike for that. By tomorrow, they're going to have the BOT. The BOT is made up of very, very, you know, top men, elderly men, a section of the people from different parts of the country. If they get to the BOT, whatever decision they take or they don't take, they can't blame Wike for that. They have to blame themselves for that. And if they now get to the neck, and if you want, I can tell you the composition of our neck so that the audience will have an idea of how rich the neck is. The neck is made up of the national chairman who will be chairman of NEC. It will have serving and former president and vice president of the Nigeria who are members of our party. It will have chairman and secretary of the board of trustees. It will have all members of the board of trustees, but only the chairman and secretary can have voting rights. Mm-hmm. It will have principal officers of the Senate, 18 of them. It will have principal officers of the House of Representatives, 24 of them. It will have all state governors who are members of the party. It will have two deputy national chairmen. It will have all vice chairmen. That's six of them. Mm-hmm. It will have national secretary and deputy national secretary, national treasurer, deputy national treasurer, the entire members of the NWC, just to cut the numbers. Mm. It will have all state it will have all state
governors,
chairmen, all. Mm-hmm. It will have six ex officio, two of whom must be women and one must be fiscally challenged. It will have all former National Working Committee members who are still members of the party, but only the former chairman and former deputy chairman and former secretaries can vote. It will have all principal officers of the National Assembly produced by the party who are still members of the party, you know. It will have all former governors produced by the party who are still members. It's a very large group.
So I like how you've broken down, you know, the caliber of the people who are, in your words, still, you know, in the lead of this party. But I want to ask you a very sincere question.
Mm.
Can the PDP make it to 2027? Or are we looking at a mass exodus? Whether it be under the guise of a Wike Fubara, whatever, imbroglio, or the fact that several, like you have said, issues have been left unattended, and that's what's leading to, you know, the crumbling of the party.
I think that because they have about 13 governors, a significant number of senators, some rep members, and a lot of people who probably are just looking for ticket from the party, I feel that if they don't get deregistered, they will still be available. You get what I'm saying? But the quality of their of how the party will be, what kind of party will they have? Will they be able to connect to the Nigerians? Will Nigerians be excited? Will they be able to bring the hope that Nigerian wants? We'll have to wait until this make or my neck. Because if people get the impression that the neck did not reflect the expectation and the hope of the people, then people are going to be up to their own personal devices.
I'm so sorry to speak over you. Who's to say that the people even have any whatsoever hope in the PDP as we speak? Because, again, in the just concluded elections, many would have said that, look, power should have gone to the Southwest. That ticket should have gone to the Southwest, but they insisted on giving...
The Southwest?
The South in itself. Whether it be Southeast...
Hold on.
Let me land and then you can go. Many people would have thought that these tickets would have all been a southern ticket, whether it's Southeast, South-South, being that the PDP has always been the poster child of, rotation when it comes to tickets and certain positions. And that ship has sailed. Of course, that argument, we can't have it again. Who's to say that people are interested in what the PDP has to offer? Because for how many years the PDP led this country, and many people would not say that they did so great. You know, and then of course, many can't say right now that the APC is doing well either. But who's to say that people want to look back at the PDP or even have hope in the APC? Maybe they're looking for something new.
Well, I think that it's okay for people to want a new thing all the time. Like it's like for Africans to always say, we want change, but they don't even care whether the change is good or bad. That's the way people psychoprofile the Africans. When there's a coup, they want another coup. When there's a president, they want another president. When there's a party, they want another party. When there's democracy, they want dictatorship. When there's dictatorship, they want democracy. Psychoanalysts have always said that Africans like change. They don't care whether the change is for good or bad. And that you can see where they found themselves now. But let me just say to you clearly, the PDP has been fair in the terms of its rotation. The only thing that has happened is that in 2023, they were in a difficult situation relative to where the APC was going. In 1999, the PDP went south. In 2003, the PDP stayed south. In 2007, the PDP went north. The northern president died somewhere along the line, so it flipped south unplanned. The PDP stayed south in 2011. The PDP has stayed south more than it has stayed north. So by 2023, the PDP threw it open. And it was difficult because some of us, including even Atiku and a few others, their thinking was, if you want to stay south, then you need to stay southeast. If you don't stay absolutely southeast, then you're not being equitable because you're running the risk that you may go south-south, which you have gone with Jonathan, or you may go southwest, which you've gone with Obasanjo, but they've left it open. And once you leave it open in a democracy and everybody goes to the... Nobody was stopped from reaching delegates. Nobody was stopped from crisscrossing the country. Nobody was stopped from campaigning for his candidate. When it was counted, our primaries was open air. All persons were observing and watching it. And when they counted it, it was a close race. Atiku came first. Peter Obi Wike came second. He could have flipped another way. Imagine if Tambuwal did not even. Imagine if Tambuwal had stepped down for his friend, the former friend Wike, except for the politics of how they play. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but the southeastern candidate that would have had a bit of a gravitas of Peter Obi, but he didn't even wait. So people can't punish the PDP or hold on to the fastidious argument that they didn't go south. Maybe Peter had gone to that primary, maybe he would have won. You don't know that. I don't know that. We'll never know that. And that's that. In terms of going to the future, don't be deceived. Every time the election we have done since 2023 election, it's been basically a contest between the PDP and the APC. We've not been able to find the Labour Party there. So how do you then say people are not interested? So we think that if it continues like that, we have not seen any big voices of Labour, even in the House of Assembly and in the Senate. The only voices you see there are PDP voices. We have not heard anything spectacular about Labour Party, even in the management of their party. We've seen only crisis, and they're not even talking about it. We're not seeing any big energy in their Edo, which is the next election that is coming. We didn't see any big energy in the time of the election in, you know, Suru Lere, where they had, you know, rerun because of Gbagbo Amila, now chief of staff. So I think that you people must understand that it's political parties not a one-man liar sword. All that junketing up and down the street that Peter is doing, it's not bad, but it's limited. You need to put your grind and your nose to the grind and ensure that you make sure that the party is big. You can see PDP struggling.
We need to go on a quick break. I'm so sorry. We need to go on a quick break. When we come back, we'll take more of your thoughts and comments. It's still Hard Facts. Stay with us, Lagos. We'll be right back. Yes, it is the big hard facts, and we're still talking about the situation in the People's Democratic Party. There seems to be cracks within the party. Yesterday, like I did say, we had a quick chat with Chief Buddy George to, you know, give us an idea of what needs to be done to redeem the party in preparation for 2027. And of course, generally, everyone's wondering, is the PDP going to make it, or is it imploding? Could this have been the plan of former governor Wike in the first instance? But then there are those who are saying what's happened between Wike and Sim could have been addressed by the leadership of the party, but that had not been done and it has lingered for too long. But my guest is saying that this is not the first time that this has happened, and the PDP has pulled through worst cases, and this will not be the first. Now, before we went on that break, we were still talking about, you know, the inner workings of the party and the caliber of the people who are in the party and what you say these people are supposed to do. Well, who's to say that anything will change, whether that meeting is had or not? Again, you talked about, you know, giving Governor Wike a certain, you know, set of rules that would guide his going to work for the opposition, to say to him that you're going to freeze his, you know, party membership, you're going to, you know, put him on sabbatical of sorts, and then, of course, he cannot also run the party structure. But you and I also know that Governor Wike has been quoted to say this. In fact, he said it live on TV over and over again, that nobody can take that party structure from him. In other words, can I say that he wants to eat his cake and have it? Because he has said that he is the leader of the party in his state. But the bigger question is, who's to lead the party in River State?
Look, there is a convention that we have and everybody has too. It's the same with us, it's the same with our rival. It's the same with the APC. And all the serious parties that have governors, it's the same. Labour Party has one state, Abia, it's the same there. The protocol is clear in Nigeria. The governor is the leader of the party in the state. Doesn't beg for any new interpretation. Yes, there was an unusual situation when Bola Tinubu was former governor in Lagos, and he was sort of like providing subtle leadership. But you can't be trying to be Bola Tinubu when you don't have his brains. You hardly got Bola Tinubu when he was former governor, now he's president. You hardly got him making press conferences every day on the issues of his party in Lagos. Even when they had the difficult situation with, what's the guy's name now, the former governor that did one term, Ambode. Until it was time for them to do another convention or another primaries, you didn't really hear much. You can't be garrulous when you're not exactly having executive authority. So to that extent, anybody can say whatever they want. The cookie is going to crumble in a manner that the party will follow the protocols that happens everywhere. The leader of AAMPP, or sorry, the leader of NNPP in Kano State, on paper, is Abagida Gida, their governor. We will not discountenance the fact that Kwankwaso is important there. Mm-hmm. So that's how it's supposed to be. But, you know, people have their different makeup of people. There are those that can be quiet and just walk, and there are those that are going to be all over the place, jumping, shouting, screaming, doing press conferences every day. There's nothing we can do about the personality of the people. And what I gave you was what could have been an easy way, because there's a court order that says you can't even suspend him anyway. But no court can tell you you can't freeze him. So it's like saying you go, you're working in university, you take time off to go and do sabbatical in a university. They don't exactly induct your appointment or stop your appointment. They just close it pending when you are doing sabbatical. And when you come back, they reopen it for you. You can't serve two masters at the same time. Are you going to be attending their meetings and attending hours? And one of the reasons why I try to
emphasize... Are you alluding to the fact that Governor Wike is attending APC meetings? Is that what you're saying? That he's subtly an APC member? Is that what you're alluding to?
If you're having meetings with the president every day, you're the one that will come and start telling us that you guys are not discussing election issues, you're not discussing parties. There's no need for this complication. If the people that were in charge of the NWC were people who really are alive to their responsibility, they will spare us this unnecessary argument. We can't have a weekly conversation 24 hours, 365 days for 3 years. Don't make sense at all. He's a good man. He's doing very well. He's representing our can-do spirit in the FCT because he's doing so much roads. Everybody's talking about that. But you can't be in two houses at the same time. And we've had this before in Nigeria. The former Attorney General of the country of blessed memory, Bola Igi, was an AD member, and he was serving as Attorney General under Obasanjo. But guess what? While he was Attorney General, he wasn't throwing his weight all around the AD. He wasn't talking about their matters every day. And he wasn't like saying, oh, I'm the leader all the time. He faced that job pending when he was trying to go back, and unfortunately, he died. There is decorum and there is civility. There's the appropriateness of action and conduct of decent people. You don't need to be a bully in the China shop. And if you want to be a bully in the China shop, it is the responsibility of those who have administrative authority to say, no, this is not going to happen here. And I'm saying this without prejudice to his quality and his personality. And I'm even telling you, people are blaming him for things that he may not even know about. I just reeled out the members of the NEC. Why would anybody think that those kind of men would gather to take a decision and the only thing they can see to say is that Wike influence them? What's that supposed to mean? If they go there and take a decision, and it seems to be a decision that maybe favors Wike, maybe you will say Wike can read the political mood of the environment better. After all, he wanted to be president. Why didn't he have his way? He wanted to be vice president. Why didn't he have his way? So I'm just trying to tell you that some people are harder workers. Some people connect better. Some people are more generous. Some people are more energetic. Some people are more experienced. Some people are more, you know, they have a lot of ability to pull people to their side. Mm-hmm. And he's young. So how old is Wike? Wike is not 60. So the kind of energy you expect from a young person that is really trying to be old. And let me even remind you, in the former times, before we got to the Secondus ESCO, during the Alimodu ESCO, Ogun State, of blessed memory under leader of the British Kashamu leadership, we stopped convention in Port Harcourt twice. They make a mountain out of a molehill. People are not serious. People are not determined. People don't want to put in the hard work. They don't want to think about the problem and the circumstances. They're just making it seem as if Wike has a magic wand by which he forces senators or forces rep members or forces former president. No!
Okay, so let me ask one last question. Let me ask a question, because Lagosians need to come into this conversation. I have barely 10 minutes. Can Wike be reined in by the party? I mean, you've made interesting recommendations, but can he, as we speak, be reined in by the PDP?
I think the problem that the leaders of the PDP have, and with due respect, we should give them the opportunity of that neck. As a matter of fact, there was a lot of opportunity for the NWC to have been very firm, because they have the responsibility of everyday running of the party. Bless you. It's like these are the executive officers in charge of the party. The NEC is like the board of directors, the ones who are going to say, MD, come and tell us what happened here. MD, explain this. That's how this thing is. If you can just envision a private sector company. If the MD doesn't do what he's supposed to do, the NEC, which is the board of directors, have a right to go there and say, we put a vote of no confidence on you. or give him, our constitution even allows them to overact and give some critical services. Let me give you some. The NWC shall have the power to convene a national convention. They have the power to appoint the convention organizing committee who will take all this. They have the right to also prepare and carry out the convention. They have the right to supervise the party organs, both the national, zonal, state, and local government. They have the right to make sure that the organs are working, functioning democratically. They have the power to even dissolve state executive committee and appoint caretaker. They have that power. So the power of the NEC is enormous. That was why I went to court to compel them to call this NEC. Because I know that they can be arguing, they can be passing rumor, they can be insulting themselves, they can be doing innuendos, they can be blackmailing each other, they can be gaslighting each other. But if they get to the NEC, they will be able to discuss the issues effectively. Okay. And if they then go to the NEC and they then come out of the NEC and everybody gets the impression that the right type of decision has not been taken, we can always vote with our feet by taking our leg away and just watching them if we are not too tired or just going to do other things. There's enough numbers in the country to start a new party. Don't be deceived.
Okay, I want to bring into this conversation.
To start a new party.
Okay.
So the PDP is not going to be allowed to take the whole country for a ride.
Okay.
Nigerians have a great expectation of opposition responsibility. There's a certain energy people are looking for. Okay. And they better bring it in or smell the coffee.
Oh, people will look elsewhere. All right. I have 7 minutes and I want Lagos to join this conversation. We're live facebook.com/ Nigeria Info FM. We're live on YouTube, Nigeria Info FM 99.3. You could also join the conversation. If you're listening to us from outside of the country, you could join us via Skype or Nigeria Info FM. My guest is Segun Showmi. And if you ask me, it's been spitting fire. 0201-465-7190, 0201-465-7190. Hello, welcome to Hard Facts.
Good evening, Marianne.
Good evening.
This is Pastor Ladipo.
Pastor Ladipo, go ahead. Go ahead.
I want to ask Mr. Showmi, how about the likes of Ikpeazu or Tom? Those are five governors, include then former governors, some of them now. So, because I believe it is not only Wike that is causing all these things. What has become of them? The likes of the former Ekiti governor, Fayose, and the rest of them. So that if we can know what they are doing in order for them to stabilize their party, that is what I'm asking. Thank
all
you.
Right, thank you, Pastor Ladipo. All right, we'll keep the questions very short and straight to the point because of time. Hello, welcome to Hard Facts.
Hello.
Good evening. What's your name? Marianne. Where are you calling from?
Good afternoon, Marianne.
Yes.
Engineer Opera.
Go ahead.
Still at the moment. I want to send a message to the PDP NEC or PDP in general. We have been waiting for them to rise up to the task. Nigerians have been with them all this while, even when we were still in power before, APC took over. And we are telling them to rise up to the task and take the bull by the horn and raise a leader. Not just somebody that can just come up and that will have respect, that will have people that will say, yes, we want this person to be our leader. They should take that to their next meeting. And
okay.
let them come together and
all right.
have somebody that Nigerians will accept.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. I want to take one more question, then, Mr. Showmi, you can respond to them quickly. Hello.
Hello. Good evening, Mira.
Good evening.
Yes, my name is Godwin.
Godwin,
from
quickly, straight to the point.
It's okay. Following the steps of the last speaker, it is very, very advisable of the PDP to look inward and do the needful. And part of those assignments they need to carry out is to ensure that a man whom is known to be a prostitute, be a scholar, even from his own home, they say charity begins at home, and even a breaker in his own home, even when there is peace, the person don't want peace, then they should see every technical legal means to get the person out of the system.
Okay.
So that they will have peace face their front and do what is expected of them. Otherwise, the moment they continue with that color, I think it will continue to do more while partaking in the other side.
All right. Thank you very much, Godwin. Mr. Showmi.
Well, first of all, you will notice that all the other members of the so-called G5, with the exception of Seyi Makinde and Wike, have become absolutely irrelevant, out of reckoning, dislocated. If you want to punish the Wike, are you going to punish Seyi Makinde? This is part of the challenge of punishing all the G5. So I think that maybe when they get to the next, they'll take a look at it, maybe draw a line and say, anybody who offends going forward, they'll do something. But those of you that have offended in the past so that we don't empty the house, you're forgiven. The next thing is that now PDP should get to rise up to the task. Totally, we're on the same page. I agree with you. That's why I'm screaming. That's why I'm shouting. That's my position as well. Then PDP should do the needful. You know, one of the reasons why I rolled out the members of that NEC for the hearing of Nigeria on such an important platform like Nigeria Info 99.3 that people listen to is because I want us to hold the NEC responsible as against giving other human beings like Bode George and Kwango, who are going to be there, the opportunity to escape their indolence and their lack of decision and then be scapegoating Wike. I feel that it's too much to put on only one man when such high-ranking people are seated. It's like you want to install a new king in your village, and then you have the elders council or the king's court or the kingmakers. They go there and then they insist that they're going to put somebody that is one eye blind, one leg broken, and has hunchback. And then when they finish, you will not come and say, oh, it's tradition. Was it not the responsibility of the kingmaker to look well? So we have gotten them to a neck. To God be the glory, I worked very hard. I took them because I compelled the neck, I forced the neck. They need to give me my flowers. If they don't give me, I'm giving myself. And now it's for us to now cross our hands and watch them do whatever they know they have to do in the neck. If they like, they should sell their soul and take decisions that Nigerians don't like, they'll get the result. If they like, they should brace up and give Nigerians the decision they like, they'll get the result. But you must not insist that the collective blame that goes to the members of the neck will be hung on Wike.
Okay.
Wike can have all sorts of devices, whatever he likes.
Okay.
It is the responsibility of the people that also know what a proper party that has discipline is about to go and do discipline. Anything other than that is wishful thinking and is just borrowing Wike with epilepsy that he doesn't even have. He's coming even in rivers as we speak.
All right. Because of time, I want to read just one message and then I'll wrap things up here. Someone says, this one says, my question to your guest goes thus: is it not against your party constitution for a member to go serve the government of a rival party? I want you to answer that question in 30 seconds because we need to go.
No, there's no hard and fast rule that way, because I just told you, in Obasanjo's government, which is a member of our party that we gave him the presidency, we invited Bola Ige, who was an AD leader, to come and serve and even serve in the vantage position of Attorney General.
Mm.
The law does not say that people cannot have government of national unity. It's only that, you know, when you have a bull in the China shop, it makes everybody know that an animal came in.
Mm.
A mosquito could have been in the China shop. It will come in, suck all the blood and go out without noise. But if you have a bull in there, everybody in the village is going to know something or not to what is happening.
Mm. Well, I want to say thank you. Mr. Segun Chiomumi is a former governorship candidate in Ogun State. Always a pleasure to have you on the show. He's also a member of the People's Democratic Party, talking about, what's been happening in the party. So fingers crossed, Mr. Chiomumi. Let's see what happens with the NEC and, of course, the future of the PDP. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Totally my pleasure, Maggie. Have fun. I enjoyed myself. Bye.
All right. Thank you very much for coming on the show, Lagos. That's the show. When we come back from this break, I'll be giving you my goodbyes. And of course, tomorrow is another day. Stay with us.